الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد continue our discussion about the six points that a worshipper he must bring in order for the right of Allah Azza wa Jal to be established in the actions of obedience. And likewise, these same six points are the issues that need to be established properly in order for the salah to become the delight of a person's eyes. We have seen in our previous class some benefits related to a number of these points. The first one, first and foremost, al-ikhlasu fil amal, that a person he must be sincere in performing the action for the sake of Allah wholeheartedly. And likewise, a person he must have a sidqu wa nasiha, he must be truthful and have integrity while performing the action. We have seen the difference between the two in our previous class. Alhamdulillah. And likewise, we discussed the issue of al-mutaba'ah. The issue of al-mutaba'ah, mutaba'at al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these here cover the affairs of the salah inwardly and outwardly. Inwardly and outwardly. And we have seen in our previous class that the salah, laha zahirun wa batin. Laha zahirun wa batin. The salah, it has an inward, it has an outward aspect, and likewise it has an inward aspect. It has an outward aspect, and likewise it has an inward aspect. So the inward aspect is with regards to the intention, the affairs of the heart, and that a person, he is aware and alive and conscious during the action of worship. And as for the outward aspect, then a person, he must follow diligently the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the particular movements and statements. As for the outward aspect, and this is something that a person, he will study and he will learn. He will learn the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the guidance of the Messenger in these different actions of worship, specifically in the salah. And then he will abide by that guidance while performing the actions of obedience. But as for the inside, then this is something likewise one he must learn. He must learn the issues of the intention and the actions of the heart, because the heart is called the heart because it's always changing. سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبُ قَلْبًا لِأَنَّهُ كَثِيرُ التَّقَلُّبِ لِأَنَّهُ كَثِيرُ التَّقَلُّبِ سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبُ قَلْبًا لِأَنَّهُ كَثِيرُ التَّقَلُّبِ. The heart is considered or called the heart قلب because it's always changing. It's always turning. The Salaf, they used to say, كَانُوا يُعْلِمُونَنَا النِّيَّةَ كَمَا يُعْلِمُونَنَا السُّورَةَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. That the Salaf, they would say that our teachers used to teach us about the intention the same they would teach us a chapter from the Quran. So the affairs of the intention and the heart in general are of utmost importance to learn, to be of one insight with regards to benefit from, and to not be heedless, and for the devil to not have a way to take advantage of a person with regards to his intention, whether he is insincere or whether he falls heedless in performing the actions of worship. It's been narrated from Yahya ibn Abi Kathir, rahimahullah, he died in the year 132, that he would say, rahimahullahu ta'ala, ta'allamu niyyah fa'innaha ablagu min al-amal. Ta'allamu niyyah fa'innaha ablagu min al-amal. That you have to learn the intention because it's more serious than the action. And we have seen the aspect of that, because the action, a person, he will learn the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to perform that outwardly, and he will abide by that in every salah, for example, or every action of worship that he's performing. He will follow the same manner, and he will perform the same actions and make the same statements in the prayer. But as for the intention, is something inside the heart, and it's always changing. It's either changing from being sincerely for the sake of Allah, to wanting to be heard or wanting to be seen, or wanting to have position or status or authority or praise and the likes like this, or to just falling negligent and heedless and forgetting the reality that one is in a particular action of worship. And he'll start thinking of the worldly life, and he will lose train of thought, and it's as if he's not even engaged in an action of worship. He's lost any in the worldly affairs, thinking to himself and talking to himself, or listening to the whispers of the devil, and pre-engaged with these affairs, not even remembering Allah Azza wa Jalla except for a little bit. So all of this requires knowledge, determination, and great effort. Knowledge and determination and great effort to establish the worship property inwardly and outwardly. The issue continues now, specifically about the salah. We discussed al-ikhlasu wa al-sidqu wa al-mutaba'ah. والمتابعه. Then after this, the author, he mentions المشهد الرابع, مشهد الإحسان, the issue of الإحسان. الإحسان is it means perfection, to perform something in the best manner and to perfect it in the best way, to excel in the performance of something. أحسن يحسن أحسن إحسانا يعني أتقن. أحسن شيئا يعني أتقنه. أتقن يتقن أتقن إتقانا. أو أجاده أجاد يجيد أجد إجادة. These are all words that are synonyms. They have a similar meaning linguistically. So الإحسان is to perform something perfectly to the best of one's ability. To perform it perfectly to the best of one's ability. But with regards to the worship, that's what is intended, to perform the action of worship inwardly and outwardly in the best manner. Following the legislation precisely. So he says, وَهُوَ مَشْهَدُ الْمُرَاقَبَةِ وَهُوَ مَشْهَدُ الْمُرَاقَبَةِ. And this is the issue of مُرَاقَبَةِ. The mashhad meaning something that the heart will witness. Something that is witnessed by the heart. المُرَاقَبَةِ. المُرَاقَبَةِ, it means observance. Observance. So this is the status of observance. This is what he's discussing here. And the issue of al-ihsan, it has two levels. And the first and the highest level is mushahada, al-mushahada. And the level under that is al-muraqabah. And this is what he's speaking of. And the muraqabah leads to the mushahada. So both of them are from the highest ranks of the religion. One of them is higher than the other. And this is derived from the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-ihsanu an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarahu fa in lam takun tarahu fa innahu yaraka. That ihsan is to worship Allah as if you see Him. And if you are not able to see Him, then you know certainly that He sees you. So these are both levels mentioned here. And تعبد الله كأنك تراه كأنك تراه يعني كأنك تشاهده سبحانه وتعالى. This is called المشاهدة. This is the highest level, to worship Allah as if you see Him, meaning with your heart, with knowledge, and certain faith, And if you're not able to reach that level, فَإِنَّمْ تُكُمْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. And if you're not able to see Him, meaning you're not able to reach that level of devotion and servitude, humbleness and worship, then you must know that He sees you. And this is the issue of muraqabah. Whenever a person is conscious and he is aware that Allah is observing him, from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Raqib. Al-Raqib, yani He is the Al-Muraqib, the one who is observing all things, also Al-Shaheed, yani Al-Mushahid, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He is observing and aware of all things, and nothing is hidden from Him, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So to reach this level is whenever a person, he will realize and he will know with certainty that Allah, He is all aware of His statements and actions, and He sees Him and He knows His circumstance, and nothing of a person's life whatsoever is hidden from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَهُوَ مَشْهَدُ الْمُرَاقَبَةِ وَهُوَ أَنْ يَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّهُ يَرَاهُ. وهذا المشهد إنما ينشأ من كمال الإيمان بالله وأسمائه وصفاته. And this is to worship Allah as if He sees Him. And this is the higher level of al-ihsan called مشاهدة. And before that is مراقبة. وهذا المشهد إنما ينشأ من كمال الإيمان بالله وأسمائه وصفاته. And this status here, this level, or this rank of servitude and worship, it only proceeds from complete sincere faith. From having sincere, complete faith in Allah and His names and attributes. So the more knowledge one has of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the more he will perfect the worship of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The more he will fear Him and strive to obey Him and draw near to Him Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. مَنْ كَانَ بِاللَّهِ أَعْرَافْ كَانَ مِنْهُ أَخْوَافْ. The one who has more knowledge of Allah, then he will have greater fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And it is truly fear and reverence of Allah that is considered knowledge. And knowledge is only truly considered knowledge whenever it brings about fear and reverence of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَإِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءَ. So by learning about Allah and His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, and learning about His lordship and authority and command, and about His actions Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and who He is رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, in this manner a person, he will be able to worship Allah in the manner prescribed. He will be able to fear Allah in the manner that is legislated, and he will be able to establish the rights of al-Islam inwardly and outwardly properly by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's beginning with knowledge. The foundation his knowledge. And the knowledge here is the knowledge of al-tawheed. Al-tawheed al-ilmi. Al-tawheed al-ilmi. This is what he's discussing now. And that aspect of al-tawheed, it entails tawheed al-rububiyyah wa tawheed al-asma'i wa sifat. What is intended from the tawheed of al-rububiyyah and the tawheed of the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla is knowledge. It's knowledge. What is intended from these two aspects of al-tawheed is to know Allah. Is to know Him by His beautiful names and His lofty attributes of perfection, and to know Him by His lordship and His actions and His authority and command. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And stemming from there, proceeding from there, is the issue of al-ihsan. Al-ihsan and the worship and devotion of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it says, وَهَذَا الْمَشْهَدُ إِنَّمَا يَنْشَأُ مِنْ كَمَالِ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ حَتَّى كَأَنَّهُ يَرَى اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ فَوْقَ سَمَاوَاتِهِ مُسْتَوِيًا عَلَى عَرْشِهِ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَنَهِيهِ وَيُدَبِّرُ أَمْرَ الْخَلِيقَةِ فَيَنْزِلُ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ وَيَسْعَدُ إِلَيْهِ وَتَعْرِضُ وَتُعْرَضُ الْأَعْمَالُ الْعِبَادِ وَأَرْوَاحُهُمْ عِنْدَ الْمَوَافَاتِ عَلَيْهِ. So he says, حفظه الله, and he's still summarizing the statements of Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, that this status or this level of ihsan, it proceeds from having sincere and complete faith in Allah and His names and His attributes, until the extent that it's as if a person sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above His heavens or above His throne in a manner befitting His majesty, speaking with His commands and prohibitions, and He is disposing the affairs of the creation, and His command descends from Him and it ascends back up to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the deeds of the slaves and their souls are presented to Him, the deeds of His slaves are presented to Him, and likewise their souls at the times of death are brought up to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَشْهَدُ ذَلِكَ كُلَّهُ بِقَلْبِهِ وَيَشْهَدُ أَسْمَاءَهُ وَصِفَاتِهِ ويشهد قيوم حي سميع بصير عزيز حكيم آمر ناهيا. He says, so he will witness this. He will witness this, all of this, with his heart. With his heart. And he will witness this, all of this, with his heart. We discussed the issues of the heart before, that just as the eyes they have and basr, the heart it has. Al-basira. Just as the eyes it has al-basr, the eyes. Just as the eyes it has al-basr, the heart it has al-basira. It has al-basira. So the eyes, they have the vision, the ability to see. They have sight, and the heart it has insight. Insight. And the insight, the basira, it comes about by knowledge, by way of knowledge. Knowledge of the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And knowledge of the sunnah and the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the beneficial knowledge that a person, he will be able to see Allah with. This is what he's discussing here. Seeing Allah, not with the eyesight, that's not possible in this life. Not even for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But to see Allah with the heart, and with knowledge. And all of this again is indication of the importance of learning, and the importance of learning from the proper sources. From the proper sources, because a person, he will be able to see in this manner. There are people who ascribe to the sunnah, yet they deny many of the attributes of Allah, if not all of them. So the person, he will not be able to see and reach this level, denying the attributes in this manner. So this is what he's discussing, that a person, he will witness and see with his heart all of these affairs. He will witness his names and beautiful attributes, and he will bear witness with his heart, believing in and knowing with certainty of one who is قيوم حيّن, and he meaning that he's alive and never dies. He has a perfect life and he needs nothing. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is all hearing, the one who is all seeing, the one who is almighty. None can overcome him, and none is can overpower him. And he is the all wise, and he is the one who commands and prohibits as he wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will realize and witness all these affairs with his heart, especially at the time of performing actions of servitude and worship. يُحِبُّ وَيُبْغِضُ وَيَرَى اللَّهُ وَيَغْضَبُ. And he loves and he hates, and he's pleased and he's angry. And these are also from the attributes of Allah, that one he will witness with his heart, knowing that there are things and people that Allah loves, and there are things and people that Allah does not like. And there are things and people that are pleasing to Allah, and others that will earn the anger of Allah. وَيَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. And Allah, He does whatever He wills, and He judges with whatever He wants. وَهُوَ فَوْقَ عَرْشِهِ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ مِنْ أَعْمَالِ العباد ولا أقوالهم ولا أقوالهم ولا بواطنهم. And one will witness that Allah, He is above His throne, meaning in a manner befitting His Majesty, and nothing whatsoever is hidden from Him, from the actions of the people, nor from their statements, nor from their inner affairs. And not even their intentions and their thoughts to themselves are hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلْ يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةِ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Rather, Allah, He knows the fraud of the eyes, and likewise that which the breast they hide. That which the breast they hide. وَمَشْهَدُ الْإِحْسَانِ أَصْلُ أَعْمَالِ الْقُلُوبِ كُلِّهَا. And the issue, the mashhad of al-ihsan, is the fundamental base for the actions of the heart, all of them. All of them. All of the actions of the heart go back to this issue of al-ihsan. فَإِنَّهُ يُوجِبُ الْحَيَاءَ وَالْإِجْلَالَ وَالْتَعْظِيمَ وَالْخَشَّةَ وَالْمَحَبَّةَ وَالْإِنَابَةَ وَالتَّوَكُّلَ وَالْخُضُوعَ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَالذُّلَّ لَهُ وَيَقْطَعُ الْوَسَاوِسِ وَحَدِيثَ النَّفْسِ وَيَجْمَعُ الْقَلْبَ وَالْهَمَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So this level here of al-ihsan, it is the fundamental or the base of all of the actions of the heart. Because whenever it's established properly, it will bring about shyness, reverence, and al-haya, shyness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ijlal wa ta'zeem, and great reverence and honor, wa khashya, fear, and mahabba, and love, and al-inaba, which is repentance and devotion and servitude, wa tawakkul, trust and reliance, wa khudu, and humbleness before Allah, and surrender and submission. And whenever the ihsan is established properly, then the heart will move with these actions. This is the fruits of al-ihsan. Whenever a person, he establishes the ikhlas properly, and he is truthful and has integrity in that worship, and he strives to perform it inwardly and outwardly according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he reached this level, the level of al-ihsan. And the fruits of that level is that his heart now will be moving with love, and his heart now will be moving with hope, and his heart now will be moving with fear and reverence and great honor and respect, and trust and reliance and humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentioned as well, stemming from that, it will also cut off the whispers. The one who reaches this level now, it cuts off the whispers of the devil. وَيَقْطَعُ الْوَسَاوِسِ وَحَدِيثَ النَّفْسِ. It will cut off the whispers of the devil, and likewise the thoughts that one he has to his own soul, and whoever he's speaking to himself. So there's issues. There's the issue of the waswasa, and there's the issue of hadith and nafs. The waswasa are the whispers and the suggestions and the inclinations of the devil. And then there are also the hadith and nafs is when a person he talks to himself. He's thinking about what he's going to do tomorrow, what he's going to say to so-and-so, I mean, after class I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, or sometimes he'll think about things in the future that he's going to do, or things that he should have done. This is all from his own self. He's talking to himself inside of his own mind. It's called hadith and nafs. And then there are suggestions and whispers that come outside of his own heart, outside of his own mind, that are many times repugnant, or they're repelling, or they're foul, and they're from the whispers of the devil. So having this level of al-ihsan, this level of consciousness and awareness, while performing the action of worship, from the fruits of that is that it cuts off both of these affairs. He's not talking to himself anymore. He's not thinking about the worldly life anymore. He's not having a conversation with his own self and the likes, nor is he affected by the whispers of the devil, whether he is engaged in the action of worship. وَيَجْمَعُ الْقَلْبَ وَالْهَمَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And this level here, it gathers the heart and a person's concern and desire for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So again, the issue of al-ihsan is the highest level of the deen. Deenu lahu thalathu maratib. The religion, it has three levels. Al-Islam, wal-Iman, wal-Ihsan. The highest of them is al-ihsan. And al-ihsan, it has two stages. The first one is muraqabah, and the second is al-mushahada. The first one is al-muraqabah, and the second is al-mushahada. Al-muraqabah, meaning that a person, he is conscious and aware that Allah sees him. that Allah sees him. And this issue here, it has the meaning of fear. It has the idea of fear. Whenever you realize and you're aware and fully conscious that Allah sees you, then you will fear him. Then you will fear him. So this person here, he is fleeing to Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who has al-muraqabah, yafirru ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's afraid of Allah. Whenever you're afraid of Allah, you flee to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the higher level than that, the higher level than that is the level of al-mushahada. Of al-mushahada, worshipping Allah as if you see him. Meaning seeing his beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection and worship, and worshipping him upon that knowledge. And this has the meaning of al-talib. This person here is talib, ragib. He's advancing upon Allah. The one who is worshipping Allah with mushahada, he's hastening towards Allah. And he's advancing upon Allah. And he's desiring. And he has a great raghbah that's carrying him on his path. As for the level before that, then that's the level of muraqabah. Then he is worshipping Allah with fear, with khawf. And the khawf is pushing him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's fleeing from what he's afraid of, and he's fleeing to Allah. But the level of mushahada is a level higher. A person now, his desire is curing him, and he's striving and hastening to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and his pleasure. So one of them is like a talib, and the other one is like a hadib. Al-mushahid, yani al-mushahada, al-mashhad, al-talib, wal-ragba. And the mashhad al-muraqaba, mashhad al-hadib, al-hurub, wal-firar, wal-khawf, min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both of them are the highest levels of worship and servitude. So before the prayer would truly be the light of a person's eyes, and before a person he performs the rites of Allah Azza wa Jal and the actions of obedience, he must bring it to this level. He must strive to reach this level. And no one will reach this level except with the permission of Allah. So this goes back to the issue in Surah Al-Fatiha. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. So it is Allah alone that we hope to worship in this manner, and it is by His help and aid alone that we will be able to do that. So one, he must seek the help of Allah to be a good slave, to strive to be a good and devout worshipper, begging Allah to help him establish this. And if we contemplate over this issue now, and likewise the supplication that one he will make at the end of the salah, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Oh Allah, help me to remember you and to thank you and to worship you with ihsan wa ala husni ibadatika. Yani an uhsina al-ibadata laka, ya Rabbi. Yani, oh Allah, help me to establish this affair. So this is something that the heart desires. The heart of a believer, of a true Muslim, he hopes and desires that he could be from al-muhsineen. That he can be from al-muhsineen. Rather, he hopes and desires that he can be from the best of them, from the muqarrabeen. This is what the heart hopes for. This is the heart is yearning for. And whenever a person is truthful in that, and he will work upon that pathway, and the one who is truthful with Allah, then Allah will never abandon him. But even if a person he reached that level, one, he must still be cautious from the whispers and the traps of the devil to cause him to become arrogant or self-amazed, or think that it's by his own effort. And this leads us to al-mashhad al-khamis was sadis. Al-mashhad al-khamis, mashhad al-minna, the fifth mashhad, anything, the fifth thing that one must witness with his heart, mashhad al-minna, al-minna, any the issue of the fact that it is the bounty and the blessing and the favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The minna, yani the ni'mah and the fadl, the rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word minna, it literally means a bestowment. Yani, but it's referring to great favors and blessings. And from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, al-mannan. Al-mannan. And the greatest minna, minnatu al-hidayah. Ila al-sirat al-mustaqim. The greatest minna, the greatest bounty and bestowment and favor and blessing, the greatest gift and blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal is that of guidance to the straight path. And guidance upon the straight path. And the best of that is death upon the straight path. To live and to die upon the straight path. Upon the straight path. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, أَعْظَمُ الْكَرَامَةِ Luzumu al-Istiqama, the greatest karama, the greatest honor and blessing that one could achieve is to die upon al-Istiqama, is to die upon obedience to Allah, inwardly and outwardly. And at the time of death, a person, his feet are firm on the straight path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the greatest blessing, the greatest favor, the greatest success. And people many times they misunderstand the issue of success. They think success is to have a big car, or success is to have a big home, or success is to have a big bank account, or success is to have many followers on Twitter or the likes. They think that these people, they're successful. And this is not the scale to determine success. And if we ponder and we think about true success, then it's found in this statement here. أعظم الكرامة لزوم الاستقامة. The greatest success, the greatest achievement, the best of all things one could obtain in this life is that he will live in a manner that whenever death comes to him, his soul is taken while Allah is pleased with him. While Allah is pleased with him. And the angels, they greet him with salam. And they greet him with honor and dignity. This is success. This is success. Never mind how many followers one has, or how much money one has, what type of vehicle one has. All of this, he will leave it behind. All of this, he will leave it behind. True success is that a person, he will die in a manner pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we ask Allah to give us success. Something that we have to work for. So this is the minna of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not the blessing of a person. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. They consider a minna. Some of the Arab, they consider a minna from them to you, O Prophet, that they accepted Islam. They considered it like a favor that they're doing for the Prophet, accepting Islam, following him, and adding numbers to his followers and the likes like this. And Allah ordered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say to them, rather, it's Allah who bestowed the favor upon you, the minna upon you, from guiding you, for guiding you to al-Islam. So the greatest minna from al-Mannan subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be guided to the straight path, and to be guided on the straight path, to be steadfast upon that way until one dies and reaches the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So he says, وَهُوَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ أَنَ الْمِنَّةَ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ كونه أقامه في هذا المقام وأهله له ووفقه لقيام قلبه وبدنه في خدمته. And this is that a person, he will witness the favor and blessing from Allah, the Most High. And that is the fact that it is Allah who set him in this regard and had qualified him to establish these actions of worship and granted him success to establish his heart and his body and the servitude and worship of Allah. في خدمته يعني في عبادته في عبادته الله سبحانه وتعالى فلولا الله سبحانه لم يكن شيء من ذلك. And had it not been for Allah, the Most High, then none of this would have ever occurred. Any meaning, it is the blessing and the favor and the guidance and the help and the mercy of Allah that a person, he believe in Allah in the first place and he worship Allah Azza wa Jal in a manner prescribed. All of this is from the favor and blessing of Allah, not from the virtue of a person or his status and rank. فَلَوْلَا اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah the Most High, he says, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah the Most High, he says, they conferred as a bestowment or blessing from them upon you, O Muhammad, that they accepted at Islam. Say to them, do not consider it a blessing for me. Do not consider your Islam a blessing for me, but rather it is Allah who showed you a great favor and blessing by guiding you to the sincere faith, if you are truthful. فَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الْمُسْلِمَ مُسْلِمًا وَالْمُصَلِّيَ مُصَلِّيًا. So therefore it is Allah alone. He is the one who has made the Muslim a Muslim. And he is the one who has made the person worshipping Allah in prayer, the one who is worshipping Allah in prayer. And it is Allah who guides people to Islam, and they are Muslims by His grace and favor, and by His guidance and command and decree alone. And those who establish their prayer likewise, it is by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His permission. A person, he should not be heedless of this affair. كَمَا قَالَ الْخَلِيلِ. Just as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Just as Ibrahim al-Khalil alayhi salam, he said in his supplication, رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. O our Lord, and make us two, and make the two of us, and meaning me and my son Ismail, make the two of us Muslims. وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ, and make us two Muslims, any of those who surrender in sincere faith and obedience and servitude before you. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ, and make likewise from our offspring a nation who are Muslims and surrender and servitude to you. وَقَالَ رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي, and likewise in the supplication of Ibrahim al-Khalil alayhi salatu wasalam, that he would say, O my Lord, and make me from those who establish their prayer, and likewise from my offspring, and likewise from my offspring. So the evidence here is clear, and he says here, فَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ. The word here is جَعَلَ. جَعَلَ الْمُسْلِمَ مُسْلِمًا وَالْمُصَلِّيَ مُصَلِّيًا. It is Allah, the one who جَعَلَ, and he made, he decreed and legislated, and he allowed, he decreed, he decreed and he allowed and permitted that a person will become a Muslim, and that a person, he will establish their prayer. And then he mentioned here the evidences for that, that Ibrahim is supplicating. And in his supplication, he's mentioning the exact same term. وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ. The word جَعَلَ, it is Allah alone who has made the Muslim a Muslim. And it is Allah alone who has caused those who pray to pray. And He is the one who has made them from the people of Salah. From the people of Salah. The Sahaba, they used to chant, and when they're working sometimes, لَوْلَاللَّهُ مَهْتَدَيْنَا وَلَا سُمْنَا وَلَا صَلَيْنَا. If it had it not been for the guidance of Allah, we would never have fasted. And we would never have, we would never have been guided, nor we would have fasted, nor would we have prayed. And he's so fasting. Guidance is in the hands of Allah. He guides whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His mercy and from His grace. And those who establish the worship properly and correctly, they perform the rites of Islam, this is also from the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's in His hands alone. So he says, فَالْمِنَّةُ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ فِي أَنْ جَعَلَ عَبْدَهُ قَائِمًا بِطَاعَتِهِ وَكَانَ هَذَا مِنْ أَعْظَمِ نِعَمِهِ عَلَيْهِ. So it is the minna of Allah, it is the favor and the bounty, the blessing of Allah alone, that He has made a person establishing His obedience. Establishing His obedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He selects and chooses from His creation whom He wills, and He guides them to His obedience. And He guides them to His obedience, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we hope for ourselves and our loved ones. This is from the greatest favors and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if a person, he is establishing the rites of Al-Islam, and he loves the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the favor of Allah upon him, and the blessing of Allah upon him. So one, he must show great thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for this favor. Showing thanks for the favors in the worldly life, like the health and the wealth and prosperity, no doubt this is an obligation. But before all of that is to show thanks for the blessing of guidance. To show thanks for the blessing of guidance. That is to abide by that guidance, to uphold that guidance, to fulfill the rights of that guidance in application. In application, so that that guidance will be a light for a person and not just simple knowledge. The true guidance is the guidance that is based upon knowledge that will lead a person to implement that knowledge and apply it in their life. So learning the beneficial knowledge is one aspect, but after that a person, he must fear Allah and strive to achieve His pleasure in obedience and submission and surrender. All of this is from the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal. The benefit here is to realize the power and the command and the authority of Allah, and this is the creation of Allah. Nothing happens except with His permission, and nothing happens except with His command. And if a person is guided, it's from the favor of Allah upon him, so therefore he should realize that and not become self-amazed. Rather, he should be thankful and say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim. Alhamdulillah, I'm a Salafi. Alhamdulillah, I pray the five daily prayers. Alhamdulillah, I fast Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, I lower my gaze. Alhamdulillah, I strive to earn a living in that which is lawful. Alhamdulillah, yani for the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that the heart must recognize. The heart must recognize. We discussed previously that showing thanks, it's with the tongue, and also with the hearts, and also in application. So we must show thanks for Islam. Showing thanks for the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Showing thanks for the guidance to the Sunnah. The majority of mankind are not Muslims, and the majority of the Muslims are not upon the Sunnah. They're not upon the Sunnah. The majority of those who ascribe to the Sunnah, they're not holding fast in public and in private. They're not holding fast in public and in private. And some of them are ascribing to the Sunnah, yet they oppose it in application. And they contradict it daily in their manners and conduct, and the way that they move through the lands, the way that they move through the lands. So to be guided is the greatest blessing and favor. And to be guided to the knowledge and the application of that knowledge, one, he must be sincere and recognize that favor and blessing is not something light. Many people are void of this favor, and they have never tasted the sweetness of faith. So we thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance of Islam. We ask him to make us firm and steadfast upon that guidance, and to make us from those who are grateful and thankful. So he says, after this, when mashhad as-sadis, mashhadu taqsir, and the sixth mashhad is that of at-taqsir. At-taqsir is a person, meaning a person who witnesses his own shortcomings. A person who witnesses his own shortcomings. وَأَنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَوْ اجْتَهَدَ فِي الْقِيَامِ بِالْأَمْرِ غَايَةَ الْإِجْتِهَادِ وَبَذَلَ وُسْعَهُ فهو مقصرون وحق الله سبحانه عليه أعظم والذي ينبغي له أن يقابل به من الطاعة والعبودية فوق ذلك بكثير فوق ذلك بكثير وأن عظمته وجلاله سبحانه يقتضي من العبودية ما يليق بها. And he says, and that is that a person, even if he were to strive his utmost to establish the actions of obedience in the proper manner, and to give his utmost effort, if he was to strive, if a person were to strive as much as he can and give his utmost effort to perform the actions properly, then he's falling short. He has deficiencies and shortcomings, and the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than that. And the right of Allah azza wa jalla is greater than that. If he gave his best effort, he strove as hard as he can, he was sincere and truthful to the peak of his ability, even if he was granted success to do this, he would realize now that after all of that, that the right of Allah upon him is greater. That the right of Allah upon him is greater than what he has performed, and he has not fulfilled the right in the manner deserving. And that the majesty and the favor and the blessing of Allah is greater than even the action or the effort that he has performed. So even if he sincerely and truly and in reality gave his best effort and he performed the worship with ihsan, he will realize that he has not fulfilled the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla properly, and he will still consider himself deficient and having many shortcomings, and he will not be amazed, especially if he goes back to that first point, realizing that he was only allowed to establish the worship in that manner because of the favor of Allah upon him, that many of mankind did not have that blessing and favor, making him even more humble and making him even more shy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the yambaghi, and that which is proper for him to perform with regards to the actions of worship and servitude is greater than that. And is higher and more lofty than that in a great manner. And he meaning that even if he did it to the best of his ability, that which is deserving and proper and correct and befitting for the majesty of Allah is even greater than what he has performed by a multitude. And that the majesty and the honor of Allah azza wa jal requires the type of servitude that is befitting. Meaning that a person, he cannot reach that level. So this was the end of the quote of Ibn Qayyim that was summarized, rahimahullah. And he says, A'anana Allahu ajma'in ala dhikrihi wa shukrihi wa husni ibadatihi wa aslaha lana sha'nana. May Allah help all of us to remember him and to thank him and to worship him in the best manner. And may Allah rectify all of our affairs. With regards to the issue of a taqsir, the last point that is mentioned here, the issue of considering oneself falling short and performing the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla and worshipping Him in the manner that is required and that He deserves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the beneficial traits that a believer should strive to obtain. Been corrected by Tirmidhi and also Ibn Majah and other than them, rahimahumullah, from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. She says, سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن هذه الآية. She said, I asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this verse, وَالَّذِينَ يُعْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً. Those who give what they give, or those who do the deeds that they do, while their hearts are trembling out of fear. While their hearts are trembling out of fear. قَالَتْ عَيْشَ أَهُمُ الَّذِينَ يَشْرَبُونَ الْخَمْرَ وَيَسْرِقُونَ. عَيْشَ, she said, radiallahu anha, are they the ones who drink alcohol and they steal? And the wording, this is the wording of Tirmidhi and the wording of Ibn Majah. أَهُوَ الَّذِي يَسْرِقُ وَيَشْرَبُ الْخَمْرُ وَيَزْنِي. أَهُوَ الَّذِي يَزْنِي وَيَشْرَبُ الْخَمْرُ وَيَسْرِقُ. Is he the one who commits fornication, and the one who drinks alcohol, and the one who steals? Any of those who do what they do, all the while their hearts are trembling out of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Aisha, she's thinking, radiallahu anha, that these are people who are believers, but they fall into sin. They commit sin, at the same time they're afraid. They're afraid of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is what she's thinking, or she's asking about. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified and he said, قَالَ لَا يَا بِنْتَ السِّدِّيقِ. No, O daughter of a Siddiq. لَكِنَّهُمْ الَّذِينَ يَصُومُونَ وَيُصَلُّونَ وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ وَيَخَافُونَ أَلَّا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ. No, O daughter of a Siddiq. There are those who they fast and they pray and they give charity, and they're afraid it's not accepted from them. It's not accepted from them. So this is the attribute of the righteous, those who have reached a high level of piety and devotion and servitude, a high level of ubudiyyah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he completed the verse saying, وَلَئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. It is these here, they are hastening, first and foremost, to do the good deeds. It is these here, they are hastening to do the good deeds, and they are first and foremost in performing that. So this is a great description here and clarification. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَاجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. Those who, they give what they give, meaning the actions of worship and obedience, they perform what they perform from the actions of the deen, from the rites of al-Islam. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. And while they're performing those great rites and establishing those actions of obedience, قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Their hearts are trembling out of fear and reverence for Allah Azza wa Jalla, that they're returning back to Him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified that these are people who perform the actions of worship like fasting and establishing the prayer and giving the charity and letting their wealth go for the sake of Allah. All the while in doing that, their hearts are trembling out of fear that it will not be accepted from them. Allah, He clarified about them, وَلَئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. These people who have this quality, they are the ones who are hastening in the goodness, and they are those who take precedence and are first and foremost. So if a person, he reflects over this, and he's someone who strives his utmost to seek the pleasure of Allah and submission and servitude and obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla, realizing his own shortcomings, but even that no matter how hard he tries, maybe Allah will not accept from him because of his deficiencies and weaknesses and faults that he has in his intention, in his actions, in his awareness, in his consciousness, in his knowledge, in the performance of the deed. He's doing his best, literally. All the while he thinks that maybe it will not be accepted. So maybe he will stand in the night prayer. But the one who thinks like this, that thought of his own self will carry him to stand in the night prayer again tomorrow. And if he stands in the night prayer tomorrow, and then he thinks that possibly that prayer that I stood last night was not good enough. Maybe it was not accepted. Maybe I was heedless. Maybe I did something and Allah did not accept it from me. Or maybe today I fell into something or said something that invalidated my deeds previously, or weakened the value of that because of my slips and my manners or my conduct, or I oppressed somebody or wronged them. And the likes like this, and that will carry him now to continue. He'll do more, and he'll do more, and he'll do more, and he will not become self-amazed. As for someone who's like, oh, I pray the night prayer, I fast on Monday and Thursday, I do this and I do that, I give charity, I make hajj every other year, alhamdulillah, I'm good. Like this, then he's gonna fall weak, he's gonna be negligent, he's gonna think that he's got it made. So even that thought right there already is a means to invalidate the reward of those actions. And likewise, it's going to cause him to fall back. And I don't need to pray sunnah. I give charity. I don't need to do this. I do that. Well, you know, if I take this riba, it's okay because I make hajj every year. You start thinking like this. It's from the tricks of the devil. From the tricks of the devil. As for the one who's contrary, like the description in this verse and in this narration, they do the best that they can, all the while thinking that they have shortcomings and it's not good enough. This will carry them to strive harder and to do more. And in this manner, they become in the front and from the first and the foremost. أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. So this is a beautiful way. And at the head of them likewise is Ibrahim al-Khalil alayhi salatu wa salam. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Whenever he's building the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, at the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he's doing it sincerely, and he's the Khalil of Ar-Rahman, he's afraid that it's not going to be accepted from him. Oh Allah, accept from us. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. So Allah ordered him to build the house, and he's building the house at the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is the Khalil of Allah Azza wa Jal. And all the while, at the same time, he's afraid that it's not accepted from him. It's not accepted from him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam likewise is the greatest role model with regards to that. And he would stand in the night prayer until his feet would split, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if he's asked about that, he would say, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a thankful slave. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his guidance, whenever he would finish the prayer, he would seek forgiveness. And likewise, whenever you finish the rites of Hajj, to seek forgiveness. Any meaning that he feels that there is the deficiency, that there's shortcomings. And as soon as you finish the salah, the first thing you say after you make taslim from the guidance of the Prophet is to seek forgiveness. Here you just strove the best that you could to establish the prayer and reality, and then you finish seeking forgiveness. The indication to the issue of التقصير. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.